Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your Bible teacher, Revere speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you a hearty welcome to the continued theme, as well as the concluding series during this week, of the great subject we have been studying, the subject of God the Father and His family. I very earnestly pray that the Holy Spirit will have given some blessed edification to the hearts of God's beloved people regarding the fatherhood of God and the responsibility, together with the privileges, belonging to the family, His dear children whom He has redeemed. We do thank God for ever sending His beloved Son to obtain a family out of the human race, and to bring that family in the ultimate consummation of His purposes into the eternal glory of His home above, where every one of them, by His grace and by His power, will be holy and without blame before Him in His eternal love. We do trust, beloved radio friends, that if any of you have not known God as your Father, have never been redeemed by the blood of His Son, the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you and bringing you in conviction to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. For there is only one way we become the children of God. Paul declared in Galatians 3, verse 26, "For we are all the children of God through faith which is in Christ Jesus." We do ask that it will please God, through the preaching of His precious word and the teaching of His truth, many of you will have found the Savior. We conclude our study for the coming week of messages upon this subject by a consideration of a climactical subject in regard to the theme, and that is the Father's house, or the Father's home above. We read the words that can only be quoted and spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ concerning that home. They are found in John's Gospel, chapter 14. We would read the first six verses. The Savior declaring, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." May God the Holy Spirit bless the reading and the hearing of one of the most precious portions of Scripture we find in the Word of God. Please let us consider, after all that we have studied regarding the Father and His family, the wonderful and the blessed consummation, for the desire, the intention, the indomitable purpose of the Father is this: to have the children with Him in His home above. Who but the Savior, the one who came from that home, the one who has returned to that home, could ever give to us an insight into the delights and the glories of the Father's house? Surely in the Scripture that we have read, we recognize the subject of its message, "My Father's house," in verse 2. Literally, "my Father's home." And in the words of the Savior, underneath these precious words that He has spoken by the Holy Spirit, we may find some eternal gems to describe the blessed home of the Father above. None of us have ever been there as yet. Only one came from there and has gone back there, as we have already suggested, and that the Father's Son himself. But through and by the words of that beloved Son, you and I may have some joys in anticipation regarding the home. First of all, let me say, I would like to present to you some reasons why I believe in that blessed home, my Father's house above. First, I believe in the reality of that home. It's reality? You say, is it real? Can you give me, you may ask, can you give me any good reason to believe in the reality of that home? Let me give you three reasons why I believe in and convinced of the reality of that home. I take the reasons from the Word of God. Right into the center of verse 1, when our Savior began these words, in verse 1, in the center of it, the Savior said to his disciples in that upper room long ago, ye believe in God. And may I suggest, my faith in God gives me confidence in the reality of that home. I believe in God. Oh, my radio friend, I ask the question, do you? We're living in days when many are atheistic, when very few, perhaps, believe in God. And I challenge you, unless you believe in God, you'll never see the glory of that home. I believe in God. I believe in his existence. I believe in his person. I believe in all the revelation of himself, both by creation, greater still, the revelation of himself through the precious word that he has written. I believe in God. I ask the question, my friend, do you? But I not only believe in God, I believe in Christ. For the Savior adds at the close of verse 1, believe also in me. May I state, my radio friend, it is just as important to believe in Christ as it is to believe in God. You cannot believe in one and not the other and expect to be in the Father's home above. It is the Son who came from that home. It is the Son who died to take you to that home. It is the Son that you must believe in. I declare, my faith in Christ gives me the assurance I shall be in the Father's house. I believe in his reality, for I believe in God. I believe in Christ. I believe in Christ's pre-existence before he came to the earth. I believe in his incarnation, born of a virgin. I believe in the impeccability, the sinless purity of his life. I believe in his atoning death. I believe in his resurrection. I believe in his ascension and his glorification, where he now is at the right hand of God. I believe in his coming again. I believe that in the ages to come, Christ will be the ruler of the universe. My faith in Christ gives me every confidence that the home of the Father is a reality. But may I give you one more reason? Not only my faith in God, not only my faith in Christ, but also my faith in the Word of God. This is not the only scripture that I could turn to, and not the only scripture that you could read. There are many scriptures in the Word of God that tell the reality of a future home, that reveal there is a glory in heaven that is yet to come. There is an everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And every blessed word in this precious book that relates to the future glory and the revelation of that which is yet to come, I believe. And I believe every statement in the Word of God relating to that future home and the future glory which is yet to be. May I summarize it? My faith in God, my faith in Christ, my faith in the Word of God, gives me every confidence that this blessed home, my Father's house, as the Lord Jesus stated it to be, is a blessed and a genuine reality. Oh, my radio friend, I'd like to ask you the question. Is heaven, is the Father's home a reality in your soul? I know I've never seen it. I know my eyes have never looked upon it, though they will someday. Nevertheless, I feel just like a dear old saint told me long ago, whom I had the privilege of leading to Christ, when seeking to give words of comfort, consolation, and encouragement to him in the poverty and the need in which he and his wife existed, and speaking of the home that would be ours in heaven with its glories and blessings. When I finished, the dear man looked at me and said, "Brother Bramhall, I am just as sure of being in heaven as if I were already there." Oh, what praises my heart gave to God to listen to the answer of this blessed man, poor in the goods of this world, poverty-stricken indeed, in ill health, and his wife in like manner, but with the confidence he believed in the reality of the Father's home to which he was going and in which he now is. My beloved radio friend, do you believe in heaven? Do you believe in the reality of this home? You should. And God have mercy on you if you don't. How we need such a reality in the days when there's so much in the world that is unreality. But the Word of God reveals the reality of the Father's home into which the children of God are going. Will you be one of them? Is our earnest prayer and question to you as we close. Father, we pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Holy Spirit's convicting power, someone will turn to Christ and come to the Father in that home above in Jesus' name. Amen.